Hey, today we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to parak Tes, Mishnah Gimel. Hasharet shenimtza lamata mino chushto shel tanur. If you have a sharet that's under the floor of an oven, the oven is tahar. So the only way the sharets could have gotten into that hole, though, was to come through the oven. So tahar. The halacha is that the oven is tahar. How so? If the sharets went through the airspace, wouldn't it have been metameit? Shaniyomar chay nafal v'yachshav meis. We assume that the sharets crawled in and then died when it was at the bottom, when it was in the floor, where it was no longer in the airspace of the oven. If you have a tamei needle or a tamei ring that became tamei from a mace, and you find them under the floor of a tahar oven, if they had gone through the airspace of the oven, then the oven should be tame. So tahar. The halach is the oven is tahar. Why? Shaniyomer sham hayu atchelo ba'atanur. We assume that this tame ring was there before the oven was there. The oven was placed on top of it, so it never went through the airspace of the nimtzu be'efer mikla. If you find them in burnt ashes that were inside of the oven, then tame. Then you know that it's tame shein lo b'mayitla, because there's no logical explanation of how it could have gotten there without going through the airspace of the oven. Mishnah dalet. If you have a sponge that absorbs tamei liquids, v'nagov mibachutz, and it's dry on the outside of that sponge, v'nafala aviratanur, and it falls into the airspace of an oven, tamei. So the oven is going to become tamei from whatever is inside, absorbed in that sponge, even though it's absorbed, so it doesn't look like a liquid. Shesof mashkalatzes, because you know that liquid eventually is going to come out. V'chein chaticha shalefes v'shalgemi, and similarly, if you have tamei liquids that are in a piece of a turnip or in a piece of reed grass, meaning anything that could absorb them, so it's already absorbed in something, so even though it seems to be dry on the outside, so it doesn't seem to be a mashke, but we know sof mashke lates. Rabbi Shimon mitar b'shneilu, but Rabbi Shimon says no, the last two cases, the turnip and the grass, we're going to be mitahir. That's different than a sponge. Whatever's absorbed inside of them becomes a chelik of them and is not considered to be sof lates. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel we said that if you find a sheretz in beneath an oven, and the only way it could have gotten there is by going through the airspace, we still assume it's tahor because we assume it came through alive. And similarly, you find a tamei metal kli beneath the oven, the only way it could have gotten there is by going through the airspace, we still assume the oven is tahor because we assume that it was there before the oven was there. But if you find it in the ashes of the oven, then there's no explanation and it must be tamei. In Mishnah Dalet, we said that if you have tamei liquid that's absorbed into something like a sponge or a turnip or a piece of grass, then that tamei liquid is still considered to be a liquid which will be metamei the tanur. But Rabbi Shimon says not if it's in a turnip or a piece of grass, only if it's in a sponge. Bezal Shem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey.